Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast. Today we will be having our first episode of Conspiracy Corner. Yes. Here on Conspiracy Corner, we will be talking about local or global conspiracy theories, urban legends, and just goofy, spooky things. Today, I will be your host. I am Cody. I'm joined today by fellow host.
I am Honey.
And then we have our new special guest today, Daniel. Say hello, Daniel.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
Okay, so today is our very first episode. Congratulations, you get to be on our first episode of Conspiracy Corner.
Woo!
And today we're going to be talking about the Mandela Effect. Now, a key facet of what the Conspiracy Corner is, one of the people who is on the episode does not know about the conspiracy. And in this case, that is Daniel. He
That's me.
has heard very little, if not nothing, about the Mandela Effect.
If not nothing.
If not nothing.
Well, if not anything.
we've said the name several times, so he knows at least that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you
That's
said if
all I
not
know.
nothing.
Yes. Well, he might not know nothing.
Yeah,
Might
I might
not know
remember
nothing.
something,
You're
but I've
using too many
forgotten.
negatives.
Yes. Triple negative.
You're using the English language improperly.
Anyway, so for those of you who don't know, we pull out what's called the toilet paper roll of knowledge to give out exposition. And today we'll be doing that about the Mandela Effect. Now, the Mandela Effect is a theory, a conspiracy theory, you might call it, in which it is stated that there are multiple realities and that some people from our reality either existed in the previous realities or have bleed over effects from the other realities in the form of memories. There's also a theory that it's just some sort of collective false facts thing, but we're not talking about that because that's not a conspiracy theory, that's a psychology theory. So we're going on the concept that is multiple time realities of some sort.
And just to give you a little bit of information, the reason it's called the Mandela Effect is because it's named after Nelson Mandela.
Yes. The person who came up with the concept for the Mandela Effect originally was a woman who believed that Nelson Mandela died in prison. Turns out he didn't. She thought that she just thought that, but then she talked to some other people and found out they also believed that Nelson Mandela died in prison.
There were lots of people that believed that he
Lots of
was dead.
people who believed he died in prison. This came up with the concept of the Mandela Effect. Some people believe it is a time travel paradox in which someone went back in time and saved Nelson Mandela from dying in
Okay.
prison. Some people believe it's even earlier than that, and that's just a side effect of it, but that was the first
Like a
incident.
butterfly effect
Yes.
thing.
That people actually acknowledge that they were all collectively knowing.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, there are other examples of the Mandela effect, and that's what we'll be primarily talking about today. But have you ever heard of this concept, Daniel?
No, I've experienced it though before.
Ooh, can you tell us about that?
Nothing specific, just like thinking that other things are have happened or haven't happened, and then hearing different, of course.
Yes.
So.
There are several very interesting concepts, and I personally have done plenty of research on the Mandela Effect and have seen some where I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure that's real, and found out it was not. And we're going to
Exactly.
start with some easy ones for you. I pulled
All
up a
right.
list of them here.
True or false?
True or false? Okay. So, true or false? The name Oscar Mayer. In the name Meyer specifically, is it spelled MEYER or MAYER?
E?
No, it's A.
Oh.
Yes, most people believe it to be E, but it's actually Oscar Mayer, not Meyer for some reason.
Interesting.
Yes, it is spelled with an A.
Pronounced for so long.
Yes. All right, next one. There is a show that was on HBO for a long period of time that has two movies. It is about four single ladies in the city. Do you know the show?
Sex in the City?
Oh, no, it's Sex and the City.
Oh.
Most people believe it to be Sex in the City, but it's actually Sex and the City. That one's boring. There's a guy. Here, I'm just going to show you the picture. You can't see it. There's a Monopoly guy.
Here,
yeah. Which one of these pictures is correct?
The one without the monocle.
Yes, actually. That is the correct one. But most people believe it to be the one with the monocle. Not most. Oh, here's a good one. You're a bit of a nerd, correct?
Yeah.
Thus the nerd dump.
Yeah.
Do you know of the Pokemon Pikachu?
Yes.
Does Pikachu have a stripe on his tail?
Yes.
No.
The black on the end?
Nope.
It's not. He does not.
See, I thought you were talking about the brown stuff.
Wow. Yeah, well, he has that. But he, a lot of people...
think he has the black tip.
Think he has
yeah,
the black tip.
Yeah, he doesn't have the black tip.
Curious George, the monkey.
Okay.
Tail or no tail?
No tail.
Yes.
Because he's a monkey that doesn't have a tail. Type of monkey that doesn't have a tail.
Yes. The Star Wars. We talked about Star Wars. You are currently wearing a Star Wars shirt.
I am. Big fan of Order 66.
Yes.
Shout out to my homies out in the Death Star.
When Luke and Darth Vader are on that thing in the second Star Wars, technically fifth Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
What does Darth Vader say to Luke? What is the classic line from that?
Luke, I am your father.
No! It is not! It is actually... what is it? No, I am your father.
He does not say
Luke at all, but most people believe that to be what he said. These are just several... There are so many more examples of the Mandela effect. But one of my favorites... is a little movie by the name of Shazam. Have you ever heard of Shazam?
I have heard of Shazam.
What is Shazam about? The movie.
The movie? I don't know. Different Shazam.
Right. There's a movie called Shazam.
Yeah.
In which Sinbad, you know who Sinbad is? Are you too young to know who Sinbad is?
It's a pirate, right?
Well, the actor.
No idea.
Slash comedian. That guy.
I recognize him, yes.
He plays a genie in this movie.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
Yeah.
No, you don't, because this movie doesn't exist! Now, this... this movie...
You're planting ideas in my mind.
This concept is a movie I am pretty sure I saw as a kid.
Yeah, I remember it.
But it does not exist. In fact, people have asked Sinbad directly... And he's like, no, I've never been in this movie. It does not exist at all. In fact, he's recently done a sketch, I think it was for College Humor or one of the other YouTube channels, in which he played the character.
Did the movie?
Yeah, but it does not exist at all. It is a movie that many, many people supposedly remember that never happened.
Maybe it's like an ad or something.
Yep. Who knows? There's a whole bunch of other ones. We're probably not going to go through literally all of them. That one's my favorite, frankly. There's like a lot of them have to do with advertisements, what you think boxes of things look like, what they actually look like Fruit Loops. A lot of people think the word fruit is actually fruit.
No, it's spelled with two O's.
It's spelled with two O's, and they're pieces of cereal.
Now,
Daniel, you're quite a bit younger than the rest of the hosts here on Nerd Dump.
I am 23, yeah.
So the question then becomes, were you alive whenever the time paradox happened?
The actual Mandela effect happened?
Yes. Because Honey and I are both old men. And we can,
something like that.
We remember many of the things the way that they should have been.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just go back in time and change something about that?
I do not mess with time.
Apparently, I found out I'm born this year.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a fluke thing. I'll tell you more about it later. We don't need to go into that right now. But I'm apparently a time traveler.
Oh,
I just discovered this like earlier this week.
Okay. Well, that was going to be my next question. Do either of you believe in time travel?
I'm going to go with yes.
I'm going to go with yes, too. I feel like it will be immediately, like, if it doesn't, like, drastically change how the future is in general.
Yes.
Like, the person coming back, we come back to something where no one even really where?
That is my firm belief in time travel as well.
Yeah.
See, and the main reason I feel that I am, and it's happened, is because I probably foobarred everything and then tried to reset it, but it went all flashpointy, so I thought I got it back to normal, and it still screwed up subtle things.
I like, just like
everything's
I like the,
a little off-kilter.
The verb flashpointy. Flashpointy. Or adjective, or whatever that is.
Yeah.
An adjective. Flashpointy.
Flashpointy. Yes. I believe time travel could exist. However, I believe it has to be one of two things. Either time travel was predestined, and there's
so
nothing,
it's just part of the timeline.
Just part of the timeline already, and there's nothing you can do to change anything. Or, if you time travel, if you go back in time, if you go forward, nothing happens. But if you go back in time, even your existence in time makes it so that everything past that point might not exist anymore. Because you move the air molecule slightly, which moves something else slightly, which made it so a different sperm got to an egg, and Hitler was born a girl.
Yeah.
I don't see a
crazy,
problem with this.
Weird, different future you come back to.
Yep. Yep. I don't think, I think if you time traveled far enough back, you would not exist.
Probably.
From things would just be
even deep. If you just went there and touched nothing and came back, everything would be different.
Yep. You scared the wrong animal off, so this predator died, so this big butterfly effect thing.
Yep. Some germ that was supposed to infect some guy got on you instead of him, came back to your time, and now that guy never got sick that one day. He came to work, he got in 9/11, and everything's all screwed up.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's time travel in the general. Now, the Mandela effect, the widely believed theory is that there was a different timeline, someone time traveled, and now we are currently living in a different reality, yet there are echoes from the original reality, and that's what makes the differences between the things. One of the oldest recorded that I've researched instances of this is the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you heard of that?
Berenstain
Bears.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yes. There's a different pronunciation for this book about bears.
I actually went home and looked that day when I heard about it and like tried to find one of my old books to see if I had one, to see what it said.
Right.
And if I was just wrong, but I could never find one.
Yeah.
Just pictures on the internet.
Yes. So the name of in this child's book changed, and I think that is, to my knowledge, that is the oldest recorded instance of the Mandela effect.
Probably.
That has been credited to the Mandela effect. So if the time travel theory we were just talking about is true and time traveling at all causes great ripple effects, why would someone go back in time to change the name of a children's book that caused all the rest of this?
It's because somebody ended up marrying somebody else.
Hmm.
Or somebody ended up with a slightly different accent, so when they moved wherever and they pronounced their name to them, the accent was just enough different, so they said their name slightly different. Because, like, whenever people came to America, like, you might have multiple people with the same last name, but they have slightly different accents, so that's why there's different spellings of the names, because of how they said it. So the person's like, what's your name? They write it down how they say it. So that's why you know
the
difference.
The right moment.
Yeah. So, Honi, your theory is they time travel. It wasn't the book specifically they were trying to change.
It's not the book. It's just a ripple.
For sure.
So it's something even further back then.
Probably. But at the same time, though, if it's far enough back and there's nobody that would be alive at that time to remember the event, how would we know?
Yeah. Because arguably, time travel would be used to stop major events from happening.
Mm-hmm.
So something clear, if they used it and they were actively trying to stop something, not just trying to do research on something, what is it they could have stopped?
Why is Mandela alive now?
Yeah. Is that even an intended effect?
Yeah. Probably not.
Did we name it wrong?
Yeah. Should it be the George, no, let's see. I'm trying to think because...
The Sinbad effect?
Some of us have echoes of the previous timeline in our mind. So if there was a big historical event that we thought we used to know, we should now know that it didn't happen or something. So is there any battles in like oldie-timey America or even further away that you guys can think of that it's like, oh, I found out that didn't happen?
No. I don't know ancient battles super well.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe like I heard stories about it, but not anything concrete.
I mean, I want to say that I've heard people correct people on like stuff for like Civil War,
right?
Era and things like, no, that actually happened here instead of here. I don't know if this is just because people learned it wrong, or if it was actually an echo and they were remembering it in a different place.
That is a good question. How much, if time travel is possible, how much of what we learned wrong is what we learned wrong, and how much of it is just
people being dumb
now?
Well, yeah, it's different now.
It's different now.
Or find something out and like it changes the whole story.
Yeah. Now, we've talked about the Mandela effect a little bit. Honey, you remember the Sinbad movie that doesn't exist, correct?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't remember like firm details other than him being a genie.
Yeah, like I remember when I actually kind of somewhat
kid or something like that, right?
Yeah, but like I want to say he had like the blue like baggy pants and like a light colored shirt and
like
then
a
vest
turban or something, right?
Classic genie attire.
No, yes and no.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I mean, I do think earrings, yes.
Well, because when I think of genies like that, I think turban and vest and puffy pants.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't know. Like, there's no firm details on it.
No firm details. Almost like it's being slowly erased from your mind as we get further away from the distance of the original changing point.
Yeah.
When you actually saw that movie.
Yeah. That too, but.
Considering that would have been like, if I'm remembering right, would have been like 25 years ago.
Yeah. Now, here's the next question. You have a time machine.
Probably.
Would you use it?
Oh, yeah.
Daniel, would you use a time machine?
I wouldn't ever go back.
Just forward?
I would go forward. I would go forward and then back to where I was, but I'd never go past the point I'm leaving.
Daniel stole my answer. That is also what I would do.
I put a lot of thought into time travel.
I have too, and it's all for my own personal gain.
Okay.
Nope. Change nothing.
Yeah.
Nope. Change
lots. Just know what to invest later.
Right. My biggest problem is I have certain relationships now that you two have met. That if I traveled back in time, could easily be non-existent anymore.
Yep.
Especially if I change anything in my own life.
Well, I mean, if you want to pull from like Flash and Arrow and all that stuff, John Diggle had a daughter and now it's a son.
Yep.
So yeah.
Diggle Jr.
Yep.
Good old DD.
Yep. So I like where I like I. Everyone can improve. I would prefer to be a billionaire. Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything I could do in the past would fix that issue, and I prefer the relationships I currently have.
Oh, there's a lot of things that if I would have changed in the past, I could totally change how I am now and where I've gone and haven't gone.
How many people would be dead at your feet, homie?
How many people have you murdered in your past lives?
I don't know if I have a firm number on that, but I'm sure there'd be a few.
Now, this is a question that often comes up in time travel. You have a time machine. You have the capability of going back in time and killing Hitler. Do you do it?
I don't know. Because the way that technology advanced through World War II, I don't know how we would progress at this point, because that might actually destroy the fact of being able to have a time machine at all. So probably not.
Yes. Daniel.
I would probably not mess with something that big ever.
No. I also would not do it, but for similar reasons to what I've already said. And I also believe that while Hitler was in charge and all this stuff, I bet stuff like that still would have happened even if he was dead. It seemed like that's the way Germany was going.
Yeah, it was pretty...
at the time.
Pretty angry.
Yeah, it was not like Hitler did all the killing himself.
Oh, no.
So.
Which, in all honesty, if it wasn't him and it was somebody else doing it that wasn't quite as crazy, they might have won.
Yeah, he had some problems towards the end there.
Well, Well, like the whole way through. Like, yeah. I mean, he wouldn't wake up before what, like noon or something like that?
You know an awful lot about Hitler, haven't you?
Yeah. And he kept all the scientists separate so they couldn't collaborate and actually mm-hmm. work together to do anything.
He was super paranoid.
Yeah. So if he would have actually been halfway intelligent to utilize all his resources the right way, he probably would have ruled the world.
He would have at least won Europe, for sure.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have messed with Russia from the beginning. And so.
Yeah. Messing with Russia is always a poor idea.
They're big enough to retreat a lot.
Yep. And they're used to their climate.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one ever goes prepared to Russia.
So, if you had a time machine again, and this question is more for me and Daniel, because you already said you'd use one to go back in time.
Yeah.
And you had to go back in time, though. How far back would you be willing to go before you think it'd just be too dangerous?
I wouldn't go back past my lifetime.
Smart. That way you're still born.
At least then I'm
anyone younger than you, infant. Screw those guys.
At least I'm an infant and we can have some Superman stuff happen and like somebody will pull me out of the time machine, keep it in the garage for me until later.
Yes. I would not go back past probably 2 years. Maybe 1 year. I wouldn't want anything past that. It's just too dangerous in my opinion. For reasons. Also, it just is. I have no idea what could happen. Mm-hmm. I might go back. I'd go back a week. Sure. Get the lotto numbers. Sure.
There you go.
But much further back than that, I just can't guarantee what would change. You know?
I don't think I'd go back much more than 100 years.
Mm. Smart.
Just to visit.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'd check out certain things and I'd do... I wouldn't do any drastic major changes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's always been a thing. Like, I'm not going to be out, like, assassinating people or stopping major world-changing events.
Yes.
It'd be little subtle things to, you know, further my own progression.
Hmm. Yes. To become a Super Saiyan.
Leave you a $100 bill under your floorboard. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Or leave myself something that's kind of mundane at that time frame that wouldn't have been a big issue. Probably get destroyed by some random child or something, and then it's like, oh, hey, look, I have possession of this, and it's worth a crap ton of money. I can sell it.
Gotcha.
There have been in the past reports of missing artifacts, paintings that have gone missing, other things like that. Could that be time travelers?
I plead the fifth.
Are you saying you have possession of a time machine?
I already said that earlier in the episode that I have a time machine, that I'm a time traveler. See, I haven't even been born this year.
That would be the ideal method of getting just an ancient artifact, find out what day it went missing, whenever it just disappeared for no apparent reason, travel back in time, take it, then you're the one who took it.
And then you're in the loop.
Except for then you have whoever else was time traveling back to take it, probably trying to come get it from you.
Or maybe it wasn't a person that was time traveling.
Maybe it was just you the whole time.
Just true. Theft. Paradoxes.
Could have been you the whole time. I'm a big fan of paradox theory. That what you have done will always happen. But that doesn't work for the Mandela effect. Because obviously it's a different timeline. Based on the Mandela effect.
But in what you would do, you do always. But even if you go back and you try to change a specific event, you might alter a few things about what you're doing, which ripple affects other things, but you still end up doing the same thing you were going to do regardless. Mm-hmm. That major event that you were going to do regardless.
Yes.
And it didn't actually affect your life outside of the timeline.
Outside of a few subtle things.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't try and change too much about myself. Like my scenario at the time I go back to.
Right. I would go forwards in time, all the time, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring back every 5 seconds. Now, you'd want to be careful, because it depends on what type of time machine it is. If it's like, you just blink and you're there, what if the Earth isn't there anymore? Like, it got vaporized.
You want to have a cabin.
Yeah. You want to, like, if it was Did you guys ever see the movie Time Machine? The Time Machine or whatever?
Was it an old black and white one?
Well, I was talking about the newer one, but basically, like, he had a lever where you push it forward and you'd see time progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the kind of time machine I'd want, so I could see, oh, the Earth's gone, rewind a little bit.
Oh, too far, go back.
Too far, too far.
Or is it the whole Futurama theory, as you end up going forward, getting it stuck, going so fast forward, that you end up going past the end of time to where time creates and starts over again, and right. then you progress to that new point again, to where you originally left off.
Circular time, or cyclier? Was it circular or cyclier? Basically, all time happens every time, but basically the same way since the universe came from the Big Bang.
It just
circles.
Looping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Which, I thought of something the other day. I was reading an old Marvel comic book, and by old, I mean a couple years ago, maybe.
awesome.
It was the Initiative comic books back before the Secret Invasion. There was a young man who got recruited into the Initiative who called himself Boulder, who then the drill sergeant at the time changed his nickname to Butterball because he was kind of a pudgy guy.
Awesome.
But it turned out his powers were he was literally completely indestructible.
Huh. Bob-esque.
Even more so. Like, he could not be hurt. Flames couldn't burn him. He did not need to eat. He just did it.
Oh.
But the problem was he literally couldn't at all be hurt. So they tried to whip him into shape. He would run for hours and miles, and he'd run really slow, but he'd never get tired. His muscles never ripped when he exercised, so he couldn't get any stronger. So no matter what they did, he couldn't get muscle memory because his muscles couldn't rip to gain the memories. So no matter what he did, he never changed. He was stuck in a constant state of what he was when he got his powers.
That would suck.
Several years later, the Marvel Universe exploded. Or collided into itself and imploded, basically.
Yeah.
Butterball should still be alive.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah.
Just floating in some black.
Yeah.
Unless he needs oxygen.
I don't think he did.
Okay, because if he needed oxygen,
they said
he could vacuum of yeah. space.
He said he couldn't drown.
Oh.
So I don't think he needs oxygen.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So he should still have. He should have survived the destruction of the Marvel Universe. He should, now that the Marvel Universe has been rebuilt. I really want to see a storyline where he's like, yeah, that sucked. I was floating around in nothing for, I don't even know how long the universe was destroyed, technically.
Just, he couldn't comprehend.
He probably
went insane. Yeah, he probably couldn't comprehend.
He would be an amazing villain at this point.
Yeah.
Because he was a very big fanboy.
Awesome.
Very big into, like, oh, you're Taskmaster, you're Henry, or Hank Pym, or whatever, and all this stuff. You wanted people's autographs and stuff, but everyone's just like, you suck.
Yeah.
So I want to see him come back after the destruction of the universe
and
reformation.
Syndrome.
Yep.
Pull a syndrome.
Yep, pull a syndrome.
I don't know what syndrome is.
From The Incredibles.
The villain in that one.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a long tangent. Mandela effect.
I was like, we don't really have like a track of what we're doing this time.
Yeah. So, here's the question. The big question. You've now learned about the Mandela effect, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe it exists?
Yes. Because time travel will be invented at some point. We'll break the fourth barrier and figure out how to do that eventually. And maybe it's just that one time that someone does it,
yeah.
and that's what's caused all of these Mandela effect
And now
things.
Time travel is illegal because we're like, oh, that messed up.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, hold on.
President Floopty Floop was never president? What are you talking about?
Oh, wait, you mean the president now?
What about you, Honey? Do you believe the Mandela effect exists?
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that I remember that's different. Because especially with, like, the Pikachu tail.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there being something on it. Like, it wasn't just, like, a solid, straight black line. I remember there being,
like a zigzag.
Well, no, it was like almost like kind of like striation, like
right,
markings,
right.
like, you know, just like
yeah,
kind of like it
on
was
the end. It was
yeah,
like
just kind
in
of
the
like,
middle somewhere.
Yeah, like through it. Like, I remember there being something more to it. Now,
like they had a guest artist or something and, like,
right,
put it in two episodes.
But I've actually,
now we all know,
intentionally looked for tons of Pikachu pictures, fan art, everything. Just, there's none.
Correct.
That have the black tail. So,
maybe
I need to look through all my old Pokemon cards. I wonder if there's one of those that actually was, like, misprinted or something.
Maybe. If you had a misprint, that's probably worth a lot of money.
I know, right?
Misprint with a slash that proves the thing's real.
Yep. The Mandela of Chew.
Mandela Chew.
Oh, God. We just gave him a new Pokemon.
Yep. Now, I want the Mandela effect to exist. I don't believe it does, unfortunately.
I know people are prone to believe suggestion.
Yeah.
So if you tell somebody something happened, they're prone to believe it a lot of times. Even skeptical people will, like, it'll sit there in their mind and they're like, well, did I remember that right?
Yeah.
And dreams. I don't know how many times I've dreamt stuff and believed it to be real until, you know, even sometimes months later, I'm like,
yep.
Well, that was a dream.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Well, I love the concept of the Mandela effect. I don't believe in it, unfortunately. I think it's collective misinformation. I wish it existed. I love the concept. They're actually making a movie out of it. That's part of what inspired this episode. They're making a movie called the Mandela effect.
That's where I heard it from.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned it.
But I don't believe it.
Yeah,
I
mean,
want to, but I
the
don't.
Main reason I believe any sort of it is because of time travel.
Yeah.
That's really the only reason. I mean, I'm sure there are things that are remembered wrong all the time.
Right.
That just, you know, I'm sure I tell stuff to people and they remember it wrong. Because I've had conversations with people like, you said this. And, like, you know, half the people that were there are like, oh, yeah, this is what was said. And the other half say this. And it's like, everybody was there. Half the group remembers one way, another half remembers the other way. It's like, how?
Like that barbecue day when Brenda said she gave me that little wiener.
We
that
were all,
didn't happen.
We were all trying to trick you.
What,
we were all in on
it. Didn't happen? So it really didn't happen?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone else still says it happens.
Well, yeah, because everybody's digging around with you.
Okay. I knew it. I knew I didn't
question your own.
Now, in all fairness, I had no clue about it. They just told me to play along.
Right.
So I did. You know,
I brought this up with them recently, and they still say it happened.
Well, yeah.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't trust your brother.
Yeah,
or your wife,
or my dad,
or your dad,
or anyone else who was there that
or
day,
or Andrew. Who else was there that day?
Daniel showed up eventually.
I did show up eventually.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't think he knew about that.
He wasn't there.
So.
For
two people I'd never met before.
Yeah,
probably his family.
No, it was Deb and Mike.
Oh,
yeah.
Were they there for that part?
They were.
Because I could see them playing in with that stuff, too.
Just your brother was here, and me and the other family.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that didn't happen. I knew it didn't happen.
Like I said, in all
this
fairness...
This is recorded evidence.
In all fairness, I have no clue one way or the other, but they told me to play along.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Anyway.
But it could be a factual thing. I have no clue. I'm just saying, they told me to play along.
I knew it didn't happen.
I definitely think it's something along the lines of time travel involvement, time ripples. Because there are things that are different that I thought were a certain way.
Right.
So.
Now, part of this, to me, if time travel is possible and you can change things in the past, in my mind, that means that if it's just one event...
Mm-hmm.
That changed the past. It has to have been an event that took place while anyone who can remember it was alive. Because if not, they shouldn't have the memories from before. And if it happened before Daniel was born, he might not even have existed in the previous time.
The only thing with that is okay.
Maybe someone stopped by the K.
Say you were in eighth grade and you had a history book that read something a certain way.
Huh.
And then somebody goes back and changes an event in the past way before you're born,
right,
which changes that event there.
Right.
So you remember what you read in the book the first time, and then you're looking at it like, well, it doesn't say this anywhere in history now.
My problem would be I'd be worried I didn't even exist, though, if someone went far enough back to change a history book.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
But if I did still exist miraculously, I can understand that still working. Yes. This is complicated.
Yeah, anytime you get into time travel, it always gets complicated.
Timey-wimey. Time travel. We had an episode about Doctor Who recently. When was that? That was like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that one.
I was looking for that.
That's the Mandela effect. That's basically the whole thing.
Yeah.
We might, unless you guys have something you want to talk about, we might cut it short today.
I think it's a really interesting concept. I think it is a thing. I don't think it's fake or anything like that.
Right. You don't think it's collective misremembering?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it also could be hive mind stuff.
True. Hive minds exist.
Yeah, that's true. Social media is a giant hive mind.
Well, we're not even just talking about that. Like, literally, like, in our group, like, Cody, Sven, myself, Josh, Andrew. Like, if we get
brain
enough of us in a group together.
You share a brain.
Like, we share, like, thoughts. Like, literally, it just happens
just
all the time.
Track the same stuff all
well,
the time.
We'll start saying it, and everyone's like, oh, that's what I was thinking about, too. And it's like, what?
Everything triggers everything.
Yep.
Because we've even called each other, because there's enough of us in close proximity and multiple spots,
mm-hmm.
and like conversed and had the same thoughts even over distance.
Yeah. It's like, where do you want to eat? Oh, you know where I want to eat. Yeah, I do. Red Robin.
Boom.
Looney Tunes.
I haven't been to Red Robin in a while.
I haven't either.
Me either.
No, it's been a couple months. I already had dinner tonight, though.
So I haven't.
Red Robin. Anyway.
Potatoes, eggs.
So,
stop talking about food.
And so, in honor or whatever of the concept that they're coming out with a movie about the Mandela Effect, what do you think that movie's going to be about?
I have no clue.
Do you think it's just going to be about that event, like someone going back
traveler?
In time and saving him from dying in prison?
Is Nelson Mandela going to be in it?
I don't know.
Since he's actually
that would
alive?
Be great. Cameo.
Is it weird that I still sometimes think he's dead?
No, because there's a lot.
He's alive.
There's
he's
a lot
really
of famous.
Old.
Yeah, I would say he's a really.
I'm
gonna
old do
person.
Some research. I'm gonna make
and
sure.
There's a lot of people. There's been a lot of like famous people that I thought were dead and found out that they
yeah,
weren't.
There was someone the other day. Who was it? Tim Curry. I thought Tim Curry was dead.
I don't think he's dead.
He's not.
Oh, okay, I was say.
I was pretty sure he died
some,
last
like,
year.
But you can't always even believe half the things because
yeah,
there's things where it'll get posted like Jackie Chan. A few years ago, something happened, and they were posting about how like Jackie Chan died, and like he got off, like he started calling people like "I'm not dead, I'm still alive," because everybody thought he was dead.
Wikipedia says Nelson Mandela is dead.
Is he dead now? It
says he died in 2013.
Oh,
isn't he?
I don't know if it's true though, because it's Wikipedia. Anyone can edit it.
It's a Mandela effect, man.
I'm pretty sure he might. I think he's dead.
He might be dead now. I don't
yeah,
know.
I don't
really
think
follow
he was
him.
Dead.
I figured he was really old. Like, see if there are news posts, not Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is all I understand.
Fine, I'll look stuff up.
Yeah. There was also a story that went around about the lead actor of The Walking Dead dying in a car crash fairly recently.
Oh, what's his face?
Rick.
Yeah, Rick.
I don't know his real name.
Yeah,
but he didn't die. He's still alive.
Heard that happen to the comedian Fluffy.
Oh, yeah.
You know who that is?
Yeah, I know Fluffy.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Not personally, but yeah.
Yeah. Know of him.
Yeah. He's not dead.
Celebrity death scare.
He's not dead? Yes.
He is not dead.
Okay.
He just released a stand-up on Netflix.
Hmm.
Pretty good. You should watch it.
Yeah, I'm betting you're right. I'm betting... Yeah, everything says he's dead. I'm betting...
Well, he really is dead, guys.
I'm betting it's going to be from the point of view of the time traveler who actually does it.
I think that makes for a better action movie.
Yeah.
Well, movie with action in it.
Or what if it's a horror movie? And it's about a guy who can actually like see time changing around him and just everyone, like slowly people he knows are blinking out of existence and becoming different people.
Like Butterfly Effect when he comes back.
Yeah, but he's not time traveling at all. Someone else is doing it. Like he wakes up one day and his wife is a different person.
Oh, from like Mandela's
yeah.
point of view?
Yeah.
Ooh, what if
That'd
it's all
fun.
Dark City?
Ooh, I like Dark City.
And it's actually like an alien race that, you know, they put us to sleep and then they inject
And
different
everybody
memories into our
changes.
brain and like move people around.
Yeah, I've wondered about that before in real life because every now and then I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, that's not what I look like.
No, you're just getting fat, Cody.
I don't know.
Better you say a word and it sounds foreign.
Yeah.
Like you said it the day before and it was fine, but you woke up this morning and it's like,
Yeah.
watermelon, watermelon,
Water
watermelon.
the lawn.
Why am I saying this weird? And then you ask other people, what, am I talking weird? And they're like, no, you're just being weird right now.
Yeah. Have I always been this color? Time travel's weird, guys. Anyway, I think that's going to conclude our episode of your first ever episode of Conspiracy Corner. Tune in October. We're going to have another episode about urban legends to celebrate our full month of Halloween here at Nerd Dump. Starting in October, we're doing a full month of Halloween-themed episodes.
Spooky.
So tune in for that.
Yeah, it'll be good times. We're gonna talk about all sorts of stuff. You know, obviously scary stuff.
Versus the
We're gonna
Steve.
have some stuff about some cosplay and costuming and other stuff and famous people that does that Cody doesn't know about.
Yeah, I my favorite holiday is Halloween.
Yeah.
I wasn't
Costume
allowed
for
to,
days.
yeah, wasn't allowed to celebrate Halloween as a kid, so now I do it up full man adult size style.
So, like, I went
Own your own house
trick-or-treating
style.
until I was 23.
Yeah, I went trick-or-treating with you
I know.
when I came here. So, yeah, I know.
We were all X-Men.
We
It
were all
was great.
X-Men.
Well, I was Deadpool.
We should probably save it for the Halloween episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little preview.
Woo!
Okay, we're crazy. Well, I'm crazy.
Tune in
but
next week when we'll be talking about.
stuff.
I'm looking. Can't
Other
read.
stuff?
It looks like live action anime is our topic for next week. We'll be talking about.
Anime versus live action
Yeah.
versions of the anime.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
all the good ones that you can count on, no hands. Thank you and have a good night, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
This has been a Nerd Dump production.